We've been affected by, obviously, COVID-19 with the epidemic at the moment. So we do need quite a lot of things. We run a few projects in the organization. We have about 5 projects. One of them is the baby house, where we have little ones, and we also have toddlers who've been abandoned or rejected or been affected or infected by HIV/AIDS. So we always need to provide for their care and for their overall welfare. We would really kindly ask for people's assistance, and we obviously appreciate some of the people who are regularly helping us with these things. But this month, as we celebrate our birthday during this month, we have a list of items that all really we need. We need flasks, laundry baskets, baby cot bedding, baby bottles and dummies, sheets, vacuum cleaners, baby car seat, baby walking rings, ironing boards, microwaves, leaves, extensions, winter blankets, brooms, mops, nappies. We usually need size 2 to 4 for nappies, baby body wash, baby bum cream, aqua cream, bread bean, teaspoons and tablespoons, vegetable rack, toasters, toiletries for our teen boys and girls. These items will make a huge difference to the children. As you can see, some of them are quite basic necessary items, things like nappies and body cream. And as you know, non-profit organization, the funding is sometimes doesn't reach all these items, which is why I'm saying we really rely on the kindness of the community and some organizations or businesses that contribute to the organization. These children are dependent on some of these items to grow as healthy young babies and toddlers or teenagers. For example, the toiletries for our teen girls and boys, they need to be presentable when they go to school, and they need to have all the necessary things for their survival. Before lockdown, before the virus, we used to have a lot of volunteers who would give up their own personal time and commitments and come and help with the babies and really contribute by donations and giving financially all these items. And we really appreciate that as an organization. And the heart of the vision for this organization is to reach out to those who are in need and give these children a place that they can call home. Some of our children have been here since they were a day old, and they are now 16-year-olds, and they are smart, intelligent young girls who have ambitions to do well in their lives. So all this, the things that the community have contributed, they really are inspiring our children, and they are helping them to grow to be positive young boys and girls.